There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Shout out to the Terps. Big win last night. Big boy they signed from Baltimore, Derek Queen, had 22 and 20 last night.
Wow.
Pretty good, right? Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, says the Commanders have emerged as a real contender for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore.
Oh.
The Chiefs have had interest in the former Pro Bowl corner as well. Still 4 hours to go before the deadline.
Right.
Pay attention to that one, folks. Lattimore has been really good. He has also missed a lot of time in the last couple seasons. If you think you're getting a healthy version of him, he is a true lockdown corner. I mean, you're talking about a guy that was a defensive rookie of the year, four-time Pro Bowler. He is now 28 years old, a first-rounder out of Ohio State in 2017. You know, that means he was there with Terry. He was there with Noah Brown. Like, they got some people that know some things about Buckeyes.
With it.
We'll see. I just don't know what you're going to pay for that, but we'll see. I do think, listen, I understand how easy it is to be a skeptic about when Dan Quinn talks about culture and brotherhood and all these things. And I think I said this to somebody involved in the league over the weekend, and they agreed with me. In a lot of ways, DQ is actually what Ron Rivera was supposed to be. Because Ron got here and talked about culture and building a team and unity and all these things.
DQ just came here and did it?
Right. Like, it never happened with Ron. Not that the circumstances were easy, but there was also, sometimes I think they worried far too much about perception and not enough about what reality was.
Yeah.
They have built something entirely new in Washington.
In a short amount of time.
Yeah. And there is just a really, really, I'm shocked at how some of these players opened up. This interview, it's a series of interviews. This is a video that has emerged on Instagram over the last 24 hours. Leville, let's play this. And there's a bunch of different players. You're going to recognize the voices. If we have to pause it at some point, I can explain who's talking. But I think you're going to recognize it. It's McLaurin and Cosme and Ertz and Brian Robinson, like leaders of this team, talking about what Washington is building right now.
DQ, our head coach, always has a message for us going to each and every week. And this week was definitely about turning the page after a high emotional win that went down literally to the last seconds.
Coming off a game like we had against Chicago, you really just got to turn the page. Don't let complacency kind of seep in at all.
And that's the reason why we win this game, bro.
He always says, you know, week 9 team can beat our week 1 team. We're growing each and every week, and we're always talking about ourselves. We're not talking about our opponent.
You know, it starts with the coaching. When I first got here, you know, I just don't think winning was important, you know, in this building. And now you can see it, you know, in the coaching and everybody that stepped foot in this building.
Winning time moments. Yeah. It matters.
I didn't understand culture, to be honest with you, prior to DQ getting here. It's crazy what he's been able to do in such a short amount of time.
That's the wolf! Yeah.
There's a phrase in the league, you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. In this building, what the coaches emphasize every week is that we have extremely high standards. And if you're not meeting those standards, you're going to get called out. And if you continually don't meet the standard, you're not going to play.
It's hard not to believe what you're seeing. This is better than expected, and now it's good, like really good.
Ain't nothing better than winning. special winning with a group of guys that doesn't take winning for granted.
Let's go! Family on three! 1, 2, 3!
That recipe of just caring for one another, knowing that your individual self is not bigger than the team.
When you have a culture and a coaching staff that preaches that day in, day out, it's not something that we have to turn on. It becomes a way of life. It's just what we do, and this is who we are.
Jaden Daniels has done it again!
I've played with a lot of quarterbacks in my career, but when you see a guy like Jaden Daniels,
you see a young cat that is calm, collected, is able to look adversity in the face.
Man, if you ask me, he a young beast, man. It ain't nothing that he stands down to.
He's just a dog.
You can tell there's just something different about Jaden. The moment's never too big for him.
The rookie tag is off. He's just one of the leaders of this football team now.
We haven't seen close to what's going to be the best of him. I just can't wait to see how his career, you know, just explodes.
Yeah, I think a lot of people may not even realize a lot of us have dreamed about playing and being in this position since we were extremely young. We get to play a kid's game.
Unbelievable catch by McClure!
I do feel younger being here from that joy in the process.
Let's go, 1-7.
There's a common goal. There's unity from the top down. And there's no better feeling than that.
What do you think, B?
I love it. I mean, it's... I think what you see... What we heard was whenever they got in front of a camera, they said everything that they thought people wanted to hear before. Dan came in here and started putting in work. And he hasn't been saying what we got to do, how we going to do it, we're going to do it in this amount of time. His players are telling you what he does on a regular basis. He holds them accountable. I've spoken about accountability since I started doing radio in this town. A lot of people don't like to hear about that. Because you know what? People outside of football in their regular life don't like accountability. He's holding them to it, and now they hold each other to it. That's how you build a team.
What you said repeatedly with Chase Young, as things were going sideways between the Rivera coaching staff and Chase Young, what you said repeatedly is, then why is he playing?
Yeah.
If he's not doing what the coaches want, then why is he out there?
Yeah.
Right? And what Zach Ertz said there, and we can get into the culture. I'm not trying to drag Ron and his staff. Ron's a good person, right? But for Cosmi and B-Rob, guys that were here and drafted by those guys, to say, I didn't know what winning culture was until DQ got here.
Mm-hmm.
For B-Rob to say, we didn't have the coaching like we have now. But for Ertz, who's an NFL veteran and has been all over this league, played at a really high level, has a Super Bowl ring, for Ertz to say, there's a saying around the NFL, if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it. That means, yo, in any walk of life, if you're allowed to dog it, people do.
Yeah.
If you're allowed to dog it on the radio, people will dog it. If you're allowed to dog it at the accounting office, people will dog it. And if you allow that in pro football, dude, a lot of that happened, and a lot of it was a result of Dan. I'm not denying any of that. But how it happened, what happened, no longer matters. Because clearly these dudes aren't allowing it. And what Ertz said, if you're not coaching it, you're allowing it.
Yes,
and
man.
If you aren't if you aren't practicing playing up to the standard, you won't play.
Yeah.
So when we keep asking these questions, yo, why isn't this guy playing? Why isn't that guy playing? There's your answer.
Hey, I have seen coaches come through this town. And they talk about the player. But they kept putting them on the field. So my question is, was the player not doing what you wanted him to do and you still played him? And you think it's the player's fault? No, it was the coach's fault. And maybe some of the other players on the team's fault. Because they wasn't expecting a certain level of whatever. But we knew how it was before. You're a first-round pick. Everybody bowed down to you. Treated you different than everybody else. But they treat the guys that were not first-round picks differently, like less than. Right now, everybody's held to the same standard, and everybody's still performing at a higher level now because they are being held accountable. And you know what? It's okay for the players to hold the other players accountable. It's okay for players and coaches to hold each other accountable. Before, they did not want people around that had a backbone. had a spine. You get what I'm saying? So those guys were hushed and quieted. Right now, you can speak up. If Coach Gibbs didn't mind me questioning, why the hell should any other coach in this league mind somebody questioning him?
I go back and watch the video. I love this video of Andy Reid, coach of Philly, and the famous See You Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I know you well enough now at your retirement stage of life. Mm-hmm. And in your early 40s, we'll call it. And I know you are still a person that challenges things you don't think are correct or willing to ask questions. Like, mm-hmm. You are going to speak your mind. And I see you say, "See you Wednesday," and Andy Reid on a team that was playoff bound say, mm-hmm. "That's right, Brian, you will see me Wednesday." Like, it's good to have people that will challenge you.
Yeah.
That pushes things forward.
Because, listen, man, I said this on his airways many a time. I'm sure people heard me say it. It's not just the coach's team. It's our team. See, the difference is people look at when I was playing, I look at it like this. The coach had a guaranteed contract. Every player does not have a guaranteed contract. So I probably have more at stake than he does. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. He gets fired. He gets paid his whole damn salary. I get fired. I don't pay my whole salary. So I want to make sure you're going to be putting me in the right position. And if you're not doing something right, then I think you're not. I have a right to ask a question. Just like you got a right to tell me what you need me to do, I got a right to ask you why. And I've asked many people why since high school, coaches. Some of them act like they're too big to be asked a question. Others explain it to you. You next time you respect them even more for it.
Others write the wrong answers on the mirror for me.
Yeah.
I just love that video. I figured out who this gentleman is that made it, and I wanted to give him some credit. His name is Joel Santos. You can follow him on Instagram at jsantos1111. Santos is a producer for, it sounds like he does a lot of work for Fox Sports. So that's how he kind of got that access and just really dope. You should credit, because now we're all just going to see this video on Twitter from random people retweeting it. You should watch where it came from first. Joel Santos, really well done. All right, trade deadline is heating up. And we've gotten a lot of calls about trading for a cornerback. Mm. Well, there's starting to at least be some reporting on that. Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, says the Commanders are emerging as a real candidate for Marshawn Lattimore. Let me tell you what we know about Marshawn Lattimore, okay? Played his college ball at Ohio State. Was an absolute stud. Was a first-round pick in 2017, 11th overall by the Saints. He's been in New Orleans since he was drafted in 2017. Four-time Pro Bowler, 2017 Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
What's remarkable is he's got 15 interceptions, rather, in his eight-year NFL career. That as a rookie, he had 5 picks, B, which is really pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It has 6 foot, 190, elite speed, ball skills. Had a stretch of 3 straight Pro Bowls, 19, 20, 21. Saying all that to tell you, Lattimore is a legitimate CB1. This mm-hmm. dude is a stud corner. Period, full stop. Next paragraph. Lattimore has not played a full season since 2021. He's missed a lot of time over the last 3 years. He's already missed 2 games this year. He has 2 picks in the last 3 years since he started missing some time. And then if you look contractually, this season they'd have to work out if a trade was to happen, and I'm not expecting, I don't know what is happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if a trade was to happen this year, you'd have to figure out who's paying what for this season, because he carries a 15 mil cap hit, 14.6. They can cover that. They have about 25 million cap space for this year,
mm-hmm.
so they can make all that work, all right? Where it gets interesting are the next 2 years on this deal, because, yes, there's no guaranteed money, but the dead money hit you would take is astronomical. I am not sure how much of that dead money would go onto New Orleans' books. That's the kind of thing you'd have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
But for the 25 season, if you are going to trade for this dude, for the 25 season, he's carrying a $31 million cap number. They have a lot of space, but that's...
You don't want to just get sucked up by one person?
That's almost 12% of your total cap space going to a corner.
Yeah.
A 29-year-old corner has missed a bunch of time. In 26, again, no guaranteed money, but the dead money hit is still pretty significant at 18 mil, and it's a $28 million cap number. Now, you would recoup about $10 million of that in cap saving.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it gets pretty advantageous. There's some void years at the end of this.
We will find out.
I'm gonna make it simple. I'm gonna make it fun. Everybody wants a trade. Is this the dude you want? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There is at least a report now from CBS Sports that Washington is emerging as a real target for Marshawn Lattimore.
Is Washington a real target for Lattimore, or is Lattimore a real target for Washington?
That's a fair discrepancy.
See, if they're saying that statement, is that coming from the Commanders, or is that coming from Lattimore's people?
I don't know that answer. Here's what I'm gonna read it exactly.
Yes.
The Commanders have emerged as a real contender for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore. Sources tell NFL and CBS. The Chiefs have had interest in the former Pro Bowl corner as well. Still 4 hours to go before the deadline.
All right.
The way I read that, if you know the Chiefs are interested, you got to create somebody else to be interested to drive that price tag up, right?
I'm guessing.
Would it shock me if New Orleans, because these dudes don't talk. Peters ain't taking anybody's call right now. But if New Orleans was like, hey, Washington's checking on them too, that may be what you want to accomplish there. I don't know where the information's coming from. John's a great reporter. I'm not knocking anybody here. But you got to be very aware of everything. My immediate spidey sense on this, B, is Adam Peters wants to build this team through the draft, or he could trade for a dude that has missed it's missed 17 games in the last 3 years and is owed a ton of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily add up to me, but if you want him, let us know. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Trade deadline day heating up. You know what else is heating up? The deals you can get with Paul Henry's window installation. Paul's done a hell of a job at my home. He can do the same for you. Seriously, last night I got home. I watched the end of Monday Night Football on my screen-in porch. It used to just be open air. Paul has made it a room that
it was freezing over there.
A room that my family enjoys year-round. That's what he can do for you. Dude's a wizard, and you get to work with his family. All month long, get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off doors. And when you purchase soft light windows, you get an additional 7% off each window.
You heard me talk a lot about Paul. He did all of my windows. He's done my doors. And he came in, he just changed up my garage doors as he connects with Elite Garage Doors and Incorporated to make sure that they come in and take care of the doors. I have doors that are super, super quiet. You can't hear them go up, can't hear them go down. They have cameras all over them. I would know if someone would go into my garage if I'm not there. Let's say I just have, Amazon coming over. I want to let him go into the garage. Boom, open it up, close it, let him get on out of there. And listen, he does so many great things, and he does a great job with it. He doesn't make you wait around all day, and when he does something, the first time is done properly. So you can give Paul a call right now to get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. And when you purchase soft light windows, get an additional 7% off each window. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, okie doke there. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to AD bringing lunch. Shout out to Daniel just walking in and taking what's his.
Daniel said he's a computer fixer and he expects to get some food.
I mean, at least Stevie brings us candy. Damn, buy me dinner first you expect me to put out.
Yeah, come on, man. Daniel.
A lot of conversation here about Marshawn Lattimore. Really, really fascinating to see if this is a move Peters will make. A ton of it depends on what the cost will be, obviously, like anything. Jonathan Jones, CBS Sports, NFL Insider, saying that the Commanders, I'll read the exact thing because the language matters here, folks. Commanders have emerged as a real contender for Saints corner Marshawn Lattimore. Sources tell NFL and CBS the Chiefs have had interest in the former Pro Bowl corner as well. Still 4 hours to go until the deadline. For the Chiefs, when you know you're a Super Bowl contender, I think it makes a ton of sense.
Yep.
For Washington, where Adam Peters has talked at length about building through the draft, you probably have to give up. If it's a fourth, I think you're in business. If it's a third, you got an extra one. But you are talking about a 28-year-old corner that's missed a bunch of time in the last couple years. When he's on the field, though, he is an absolute dog. He is a player. He's a competitor.
Yeah.
And he immediately makes your team better.
Ask this question. Christian McCaffrey is injured a lot, but when he's on the field, he's a dog.
Yeah, he had a significant injury history.
Look at Lattimore like that?
I don't know that he's that level, right? Like, McCaffrey's an all-pro MVP candidate. I think Lattimore might be one tier below a Pro Bowler. But to your greater point, I think, what did San Fran do? When they had real teams, they traded for Trent Williams.
Yeah.
Trent missed time in his career.
Yeah.
But when he was on the field, he was the most badass dude there was. They traded for Christian McCaffrey, a guy that missed a lot of time, but he was on the field. He's an absolute badass.
Yeah. You know,
to that point, Lattimore would fit that mold.
Yeah, when I think about it, though, I think that the people that worry about players missing the most are fans and media people. The people that pay them, they know that they're going to miss some. It's just, if you can limit that a little bit. So if Lattimore is that level of player, I can see a run being made.
I won't be mad at it. You know what's going on in New Orleans. They just fired the coach. They are clearly in sell mode.
Well, I do a text thread with about 25 guys that I play college ball with. Everybody say they should get rid of the coach. They should get rid of the owner. They try to get rid of the owner.
Text all them. Now, this I might lean on a little bit more because what I've heard consistently is the Chiefs for Lattimore. Adam Schefter was just on Pat McAfee, and Shefty said he believes there's about four potential bidders for Lattimore, And he said the Chargers and the Chiefs as possible designations. Four bidders, Chargers, Chiefs, leaves two others. Sure makes sense for Washington to be in this.
It is. I don't think Washington's going to allow themselves to get in the bidding war and with that type of deal.
You know who else should be in on this? The Ravens. I mean, their pass defense has been awful.
Because isn't Humphreys hurt? Didn't he get hurt in the game? He got those two interceptions?
I think he came back in, but yeah. I think he missed the game. So here's what we'll do. Phone lines, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Everybody wants trades, right? You want trades. You want cornerback help. I was talking, where's my man that I was chatting with this morning on Twitter? And I can understand this. This is a dude, Al Sowers. Do you know Al B?
I had some back and forth with him before.
He's good buddies with CJ. So here's what Al said. At this point where it's going to feel disappointing if they don't make any moves to improve the defense, because you know this defense most likely isn't quite good enough to do much in the playoffs, an average roster being covered for by elite quarterback play and a team full of heart. Need playmakers in the playoffs. I think a lot of people feel that way, that they'll be disappointed if they don't make a move. I think that's a bridge too far. I think you've got a 7-2 football team, and there should be no disappointment whatsoever.
Yeah, at all.
But if they make a move, you can understand why. Football seasons are finite resources. You've got something really cooking right now. Next year is not guaranteed. You never know if you're going to be able to keep that going, right? Ooh. So if you make a move, ooh, Shefty, here we go. Why it's worth watching Washington today. Commanders currently are slated to have 9 picks in the 2025 NFL draft. Commanders have an extra third-round pick from the Jahan Dotson trade, an extra 6th from a pick swap with the Saints for John Ridgeway, and an extra 7th from the Dotson deal. Schefter now saying to watch him.
Might be watching, Jay.
Should be watching. If you're looking at next season from a cap space standpoint, they got a lot of it. They got options. Phone lines are coming in. We're going to get to all the calls. Keep calling. As it stands right now, the Commanders effectively have over $100 million in salary cap space. They have $121 million in cap space, but they're going to sign a bunch of rookies, which will take care of some.
$100 million. Whew.
Yeah.
That's good.
And more importantly, right now, they have cap space if they want to add somebody. They've got about $24 million in cap space right now, effectively. So they have the room to add right now. If they decide to go, I'm good with it.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it many times. I know Nate comes on here and acts like he's the only person that says stuff. A lot of times he takes what we say and he repeats it like he said it. I said, we all said in off season, the number one person to get was the general manager.
Yeah.
And I said, once we got him, I'm cool with whatever he does. And I remain that way, because they can sit here, we change our opinions about the team like we change underwear. They don't do it like that. So they may be looking at somebody and been looking at someone and feel like we got to make this move or we don't have to make this move. I'm with it. I don't care. Because I think right now you get the right people in place, plus you have the right people training them, coaching them up, you can have a damn good football team. So I'm with that.
Yep. It could be really interesting. Really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to some of these phones. A lot of folks are fired up. Michael V is in D.C. Mike,
Vick,
what do you want to happen?
Hey, MV7 on the line. What's good, gentlemen?
I said Michael V.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take 7. Hey, Lattimore's a dog. I love Lattimore, but his last 2 years are not guaranteed. I believe a gentleman like that will require an extension on top of signing for it. So it's going to probably not be something our genius GM would probably want to do at someone that age. What do you guys think?
I don't think a 28-year-old corner wanting an extension. And honestly, the parameters are already there because there is a contract in place. They might just have to guarantee some of it.
Yeah.
I don't know that's that problematic, honestly. I think Quinn is the kind of guy that isn't – the Packers made famous. They had a threshold – of players they would allow on their roster. This is a Ron Wolf thing. A threshold of players over 30 they'd allow on their roster, and they would just cut dudes because of the math.
Yeah, they got to let that go now.
I don't think DQ's that kind of guy. I don't think Peters is that kind of guy. I don't think Lattimore is that kind of guy.
In this day and age, people are playing past 30.
What I do know is if there's a lot of smoke around Washington and Lattimore, I almost wonder if something else is afoot. Like, oh, look over here, right until we get to something else over here. Pretty fascinating to watch it all unfold. Let's keep the phone lines going. Brian is on 695. I like these very specific updates where they are. What up, B?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I love you guys. Listen to you guys. Ritually, I'm the water dude at the cooler. People call me because I listen to you guys every single day. Don't miss a beat.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah. So, hey, listen. Listening last night, Rico Street Scores talking this Lattimore deal up, and I'm thinking, yeah, it sounds like a really good – sounds like a no-brainer to get this guy. But thanks, JP, for, you know, pulling out the stats and really, you know, digging into it because, you know, as a fan, I don't know, man. I'm just a truck driver. So, man, I want to see my team do really well. I trust Adam Peters to make a good decision. And, you know, given his injury report and, you know, how much money, not necessarily this year, but next year and the dead cap, I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense to me. I think that we need to keep on looking. Maybe go back to J.C. Horn, or maybe, you know, I don't know, but I think I would have to pass on Lattimore.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. I got to say, I'm pretty surprised that the first two callers are saying no.
They want to wait and see.
I thought the phones would light up. Do it. Do it. Do it. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, once you put out all
AD
the stats.
AD is out on Lattimore? Wow.
And our AD may have as much information as Adam Peters. Him. That's Tommy right there. He's an Indian Tommy. AD, he got a real job. They don't have no real job.
Landfill, where are you at on a possible Lattimore trade?
I'm for it. I was a little surprised at how old he was. I thought the guy was younger. But their DBs aren't that really that good, so... Yeah, I'd appreciate some help there.
Rap Sheet has entered the chat. Rap Sheet says, while nothing has been agreed to or finalized, talks centered around Saints star corner Marshon Lattimore have picked up over the last few hours. The Chiefs have been in it. The Commanders have made a hard push, and there are at least two other teams. Would you want to be the Chiefs that everybody keeps talking about, the Commanders who are now hearing a hard push, or the two other mystery teams?
I think it's the Chiefs and the Commanders right there are enough. You know why?
It also sounds like the Chargers are in on it.
Well, all right, add the Chargers. Three teams with what? Good offenses. Bring the defense along, and you can make your team a lot better. I also think if a player is looking at it and he gets a choice, he's going to look at Kansas City first because he knows what that team does. They basically have a condo in the Super Bowl right now. They're there. You look at Jaden. Jaden has brought a lot of excitement to this league, man. People want to be around him. The little post the other day that, other guys are interested in coming here. You're damn straight they're interested in coming here because you're seeing them winning now. So I think they're involved.
Matt Paris covers the Saints for the New Orleans Times Picayune. Matt Paris going to get us the latest on Marshon Lattimore when we come back. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch here. Big changes are happening in the DMV, and just like our upgraded football team, now's the time to upgrade your comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I felt the change instantly, and if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're missing out. Plus, there are tax-eligible options for you in the DMV, and if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find a local pro partner, and get ready for winter. Always remember, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Boots on the ground, man. Everybody remembers Matt Paris, the Bulldog, from the Washington Times for a number of years. He's now covering the Saints for the New Orleans Times. Picayune. Paris, what up, dude? How are you?
Hey, man. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you for being available, dude. I know I texted you like 4 minutes ago. what do we know about Marshon Lattimore, dude?
Yeah, so the Saints are kind of they're not going to completely sell, but he is their top trade asset. you know, the season has really gone south down here. They're 2-7. They just fired Dennis Allen. So, you know, whether that the Saints rebuild or not, trading Lattimore would be their one option of getting maybe something of value. I think the relationship here between Lattimore and the Saints could probably use some improvement, to say the least. And so if you're Mickey Loomis right now, exploring what you can get for him on a day like today, I understand that.
All right. I understand all that. And he's obviously been a really good player. What is his health? He's missed a lot of time in the last three seasons.
He has missed a lot of time. And the injury he's dealing with right now is a hamstring. Ooh. Now, is this a Davante Adams hamstring where, you know, he was hurt, but the moment he got traded, he was ready to go?
Yeah.
Or is it something more? I mean, Dennis Allen, before he got let go, he did say that Lattimore's hamstring is the same hamstring that he aggravated against. He hurt his hamstring against the Broncos, was able to play the next game, and then got hurt by aggravating it again. And then he's also dealt with a hamstring injury. He got hurt in week one and then had to miss the following week. So that's just this season. I mean, in training camp, he missed almost all of it with a hip pointer. He's missed the two seasons before that. He missed 17 games out of the 34. So the last 3 years, he's just been kind of constantly injured. So it is a risk from that standpoint. I'll be interested to see what the Saints could actually get in return. But when he's available, he's still a very good player.
What do you think is a possibility, what they may get or what they'd be asking for?
Yeah, you know, the Saints, they have six picks. I mean, I think a third sounds reasonable. You know, maybe a combination of picks to equal out a value of a third, something like that. I mean, it just kind of depends on the demand. And luckily for the Saints, it doesn't seem like the Commanders are the only team here. You have the Chiefs, who have been mentioned a lot. Two others, maybe the Ravens, the Lions, maybe. It does seem like there is a bidding war for Lattimore, and I think that helps the Saints.
What does your gut tell you? I mean, you fire the coach. I don't know. I mean, Loomis has been there forever. Maybe he's got some real longevity built in. But does it feel like Lattimore's gone by 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that's more of just a guess. But like I said, he's their really only attractive trade piece. And so if you're moving on from him, I think it would get something of value. And another thing to note down for the Saints and Lattimore is late last season, they reworked his contract that made him easier to trade. I mean, he was basically in trade rumors all off season as well. They shopped him at the combine. They didn't really get the return that they were looking for, but they went ahead and drafted Kool-Aid McKinstry. That was either insurance for Lattimore or Paulson Adebo, who was in a contract year. But even though the Saints are really banged up at cornerback right now, I think they would still move Lattimore just given what they could get for him.
So you think it's a third? You think it's a fourth, or like a fourth and a sixth?
Depending on his health.
The way Adam Peters is built and wired, top 100 picks seem very important.
Yeah, no, it does. You know, they traded a sixth for, what was the Ridgeway trade? It was Ridgeway.
I think it was a pick swap. Yeah,
it was like Ridgeway and a sixth for a seventh or something. Anyway, like you could maybe get one of your picks back that you gave them previously, and something like that. Like, I think the Saints would like more assets because that allows Mickey Loomis to be aggressive in the draft, and he's always looking to move up.
Is this? Yeah, I mean, it would be easy if Peters was doing it and it wasn't other people. But the fact that you got the Chargers and also the Chiefs involved, will they push it out of what he wants to do? Or is Lattimore that important for him?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I don't think Lattimore's preference. I don't think the Saints are the type of team to go to Lattimore and ask him what he wants to do. If the the offers are being equal, I think the Saints would just take the best deal that would be on the table.
Well, and if at least the reports so far are Washington, Kansas City, and the Chargers. I mean, he's either going, let's say that's accurate. You can go to a 7-2 team, you can go to an 8-0 team, or the Chargers are what, 6-3 or something? Like,
right. He got a good choice.
You're going to a contender
yes.
wherever, if it's one of those, right? And another bad team ain't trading for him. Like, it's not like the Panthers are calling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fascinating stuff. How's New Orleans treating you, buddy?
Hey, it's pretty good. I can't believe the Commanders are 7-2, and here I am. I had Bill Callahan flashbacks yesterday. Well, let's just put it that way.
It is. It's
you're eating good food, though.
We were Paris. We were. I think Nikki and I were talking about this. Maybe it was whoever. But like, you leave the beat, right? And you, yeah. We've all been doing it for a while. You saw some really low years. You know they feed us now, too, out there, both on Wednesdays and Thursdays?
No.
Yeah, dude. Wednesdays, they bring
they have
in
great
pizza.
Food on Thursday, man.
If you remember, they always kind of did the pizza bit after wins. Now they just bring pizza every Wednesday. And on Thursday, we get Chef Connors. Like, he just makes extra food and brings it out to the annex.
Wow, so it's not even like a Chef Mel situation.
No.
You're
No. We get surf and turf, man.
Dude, it's crazy, man.
Wow.
But, you get Mardi Gras, so we'll call
but
it
But it was
even.
Fish and chicken with our surf and turf that day.
It was good.
Yeah,
it was
no,
damn good, though. Chilean sea bass.
Yeah. We used to get pizza last season when they won, but it hasn't happened this season, but maybe in the absence of wins.
I'm sure you're eating so good down there, though.
Oh, I am, yeah. I've found a... some good places, and when you guys come down here in December, we'll get Rex and all that.
Yeah, we'll have to have a cocktail, dude. Paris, I appreciate you making time for us right away.
Appreciate you, bro.
And your gut is the dude that's now covered that team. This is your second season in New Orleans, right? You think Lattimore's gone before the end of the day?
I do, yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
Matt Paris, give him a follow at Matthew_Paris. Covers the Saints for the New Orleans Times, Picayune, reporter down there. That's the Washington Post of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
His gut says Lattimore is gone. Not necessarily know where he's going, but that he's going to be
out
of New Orleans. Keep your phones on alert, folks. Nobody go anywhere.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com